There is a serpent that's trying to sneak into your home. I was reading about when Judas betrayed Jesus the other day, and something stuck out to me that I've never noticed before. When evening came, he arrived with the 12. While they were reclining and eating, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be distressed and to say to him one by one, "Surely not I," he said to them. "It is one of the 12, the one who is dipping bread in the bowl with me." So Judas had his hand in the bowl with Jesus reaching for bread. And I wonder, did Judas start to see himself as an equal to Jesus? He was in Jesus' inner circle. He saw Jesus do amazing miracles. He heard all of his teachings. Jesus even gave him authority to go out and do miracles himself. But pride took root in Judas's heart. He dipped his hand in the same bowl as God. See, if our intentions or our agenda is to get the glory and not give the glory, then we are just as capable of betraying Jesus. See, it was the same heart posture that got Lucifer kicked out of heaven. Lucifer was an angel. If there's any part of your motives that are seeking applause or praise or platform for yourself, if your hand is dipped in the same bowl as Jesus, then you are capable of betraying him. So here's what we can do. We can guard our home from the serpent of pride.